Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes, at least I hope. This moment in time will be one of inspiration, reflection, hope, and encouragement. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Have you noticed that none of us want this blessing, or seek it, or pray for it? No one does. Not counting the struggles in college that I had, I have not been poor, and I don't want to be. I've been poor in spirit. We can talk about that another time. Scott Peck said that a modern translation of the poor in spirit might be, "Blessed are the confused." Now that fits me, that fits all of us. But let's stick with "blessed are the poor." The blessing of the poor is not that they don't have enough of the essence of life's needs. Spiritually speaking, the blessing is that poor people have nothing that stands between them and God. My kind of people, who have enough, who have many things, including money and medicine and means to get things done, often our ability to get things done leads us to the illusion that we don't need God. God, we can take it from here. Thank you very much for providing all of these things. My point is this. Poor people can see God in ways we cannot. Carlisle Marnie said that God cannot be seen except when impossibility meets me and faces me. Nicholas of Cusa said, "Impossibility coincides with necessity. That is where God is revealed in many biblical stories, and you can name them. And in the lives of poor people, the poor folk I have known are a gentle reminder of our ultimate dependence on God. We with many things and abilities tend to forget that." This has been 3 Good Minutes. I'm Richard Wing, wishing you all the very best.
3 Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.